Placement Test. Listening. Section 2. You'll hear a lecturer talking about the International English Language Teaching System, IELTS. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 20. Remember to write no more than two words or a number for each answer.
Hello, everyone. Now, the International English Language Testing System exam, or IELTS, as it's better known, is one of the most successful and popular English language exams in the world today. What we're going to look at now is the history of IELTS and how it came to be so successful. The story starts back in the 1960s when the British Council created an exam called EPTB to test international applicants wanting to study at universities and colleges in the UK. EPTB, by the way, stood for English Proficiency Test Battery. Strange name, I know. This exam mainly used multiple choice questions and by the end of the 1970s was considered a little old-fashioned. So, in 1980, it was replaced by ELTS, the English Language Testing Service. This new exam was much more modern in approach. It was much more communicative, for example, and was intended to reflect how language was used in the real world, particularly in the academic context of universities and colleges. However, during the 1980s, the number of candidates taking the test was quite low. For example, only 4,000 people took the test in 1981. It's true that this had risen to 10,000 by 1985, but if you compare that to the number of candidates who take IELTS each year these days, more than a million, you can see why they considered it to be quite small. There were also some practical problems with the test. So, in 1987, it was decided to conduct a review, leading to a revised version of the exam. This was introduced in 1989 under its new name, IELTS. Over the next few years, the number of candidates increased rapidly. In 1995, there were over 43,000 candidates, and it was possible to take the test in any one of 210 test centres around the world. 1995 was also the year of the next revision to the exam, which simplified the reading module and also improved exam administration. Further minor changes followed. The speaking module was altered in 2001, and the criteria for marking the writing tasks were revised in 2005. In the same year, a computerised version of the exam was offered at certain test centres. 2003 was a milestone for IELTS, as it was the year when the number of candidates went over 500,000 for the first time. There's no doubt that today, with, as we said, a candidature more than double what it was back in 2003, IELTS is a major player in the highly competitive industry of English language examinations.